Micah chapter 6. Do listen to what the Lord is saying. Rise and contend with the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's contention, and you firm foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a contention with his people, and he will argue with Israel. My people, what have I done to you? And in what way have I wearied you? Testify the case against me. For I brought you out of the land of Egypt, and I redeemed you from a house of slavery, when I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam before you. My people, do remember how Balak, king of Moab, took counsel, and how Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, in order to know the righteous ways of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow to God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with one-year-old calves? Is the Lord pleased with thousands of rams, or with tens of thousands of streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my belly, for my personal sins? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires from you, which is rather to exercise justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The voice of the Lord calls to the city, and your name provides wisdom. Hear the rod of chastisement, and who appointed the matter? Are there still in the house of the wicked treasures obtained by wickedness, and a short-measured ephah causing indignation? Will I be found pure with dishonest balances, or will I be found with the bag of false weights? For her rich men are full of violence, and her inhabitants speak falsely, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. I will also afflict you by striking you and making you desolate for your sins. You will eat, but not be satisfied, and you will have dissatisfaction inside you. And should you take hold of something, you will not carry it away safely. And whoever would escape, I will give up to the sword. You will sow, but you will not reap. You will tread the olive, but you will not anoint yourself with its oil, and you will prepare must, but you will not drink the wine. So let a man beware of the statutes of Omri, and all the works of the house of Ahab, for you have walked in their counsels, lest I make you a desolation, and its inhabitants an object of jeering, and they bear the reproach of my people.